At the heart of the latest political crisis in the United States is a phone call Donald Trump made to the president of Ukraine in July. In that conversation, President Trump allegedly pressured Ukraine to launch a corruption investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden, a leading contender for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, and his son, who worked at a Ukrainian oil firm. In announcing the impeachment inquiry, Speaker Nancy Pelosi alleged President Trump tried to enlist a foreign power to damage a political rival. It was a very dramatic day. Here's how events unfolded earlier today.
The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security.
We have a president who believes there's no limit to his power. We have a president who believes he can do anything and get away with it. We have a president who believes he's above the law, pursuing the leader of another nation to investigate a political opponent to help win his election is not the conduct of an American president.
It's a witch hunt. I'm leading in the polls. They have no idea how they stop me. The only way they can try is through impeachment. This has never happened to a president before.
Well, to discuss what are absolutely extraordinary developments, Dr. Emma Shortis is a research fellow and Social Global Studies Centre from RMIT University. She joins me now. Hello.
Hi, PK. Nice to see you again.
I know we're hanging out a lot. There's been a long and growing list of concerning conduct. What's the specific offence here?
Look, you're right. There has absolutely been a long growing list of conduct. I think the specific concern here is, just as Pelosi said, that if these allegations are true, Trump has essentially tried to enlist a foreign government to influence an upcoming election. And that is, even for Trump, a kind of step up in brazenness, in illegality, in corruption, in whatever you want to call it. This is another step for him.
So where's the smoking gun? Because it's a whistleblower, unnamed at this stage.
That's right. So we haven't actually heard from the whistleblower. Congress is trying to get hold of this whistleblower to get them to testify. That may or may not happen. So I'm not sure we have a smoking gun as such. The Trump White House has said they're going to release the transcript of the phone call, but I'm not sure we can trust that's going to be an accurate transcript, knowing Trump. So I'm not sure we've got a smoking gun, but we've certainly seen this is a really dramatic development. Impeachment proceedings themselves are incredibly rare, and that's a marker of how seriously Pelosi and the Democrats are taking this.
So is there a prima facie case against Joe Biden and his son? Because that's another element of all of this, of course.
Absolutely. And no, there is not. There's no evidence of corruption in this case. All credible sources, all the evidence we have suggests there is nothing in this. But of course, that doesn't matter to Trump. You know, it doesn't matter to his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. And it's the classic Trump playbook, because the truth doesn't matter. But we're talking about this issue anyway. You know, we're talking about whether Biden has questions to answer. I don't think he does. But this is Trump again muddying the waters and using that kind of classic Trumpian narrative of the swamp.
Can you walk us through what will happen next? Because it's a really high bar to impeach a president.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's really unusual, as I said. So what I think will happen next, far be it for me to predict how it's going to play out, but basically the committees that are controlled by Democrats in the Congress will continue their investigation, and they'll start drawing up articles of impeachment, which is essentially kind of a piece of legislation that the House will then adopt. They'll vote on and adopt, and then they'll pass it on to the Senate. At this stage, it looks like the Senate will probably just dismiss it. They won't go to trial. But that whole process that I just talked about, that only that first stage in the process, could take months. It could, you know, may not even be resolved before the election in November 2020. So I think it's got a while to play out yet.
And if it sort of it's all happening at the same time as a presidential election, you can't help but wonder how this will galvanise both sides and both bases. This is potentially actually quite risky, isn't it, for the Democrats as well?
Look, I think it is a little bit risky. I mean, Trump's base, I think, has shown us they'll stand by him kind of whatever he does. You know, doesn't matter. They're going to believe what he says. So there's not a risk in that. I think the reason Democrats have been reluctant to do this is because they're worried about broader public opinion. There's no appetite at the moment for impeachment. But I would kind of say that's, you know, potentially taking the wrong lessons from history, because, you know, it wasn't popular to initiate impeachment proceedings against Richard Nixon. But then, of course, all this evidence comes to light throughout this investigation, and all of a sudden he's incredibly unpopular and there is an appetite for removing him from office. So while it is kind of politically risky, you know, it things may change on the ground, public opinion can change. But also this is, you know, this is a bigger question, I think, than the 2020 election, because this is about the integrity of the American political system. It's not, it's, believe it or not, you know, it's bigger than Trump. It's about whether the system can cope with this level of disruption.
So why this and why now? Why has this been the thing that's triggered this kind of attention from the Democrats, given we've seen this Russia probe and there's been so many allegations and controversies around Donald Trump? Why this?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been talking about impeachment. It's been an issue before he was even elected to office.
I know, even before he won.
Yeah, exactly. About impeachment. Yeah, people were flagging it as a potential thing that would happen just because of his past. I think I'd go back to, again, the seriousness of these allegations. So the Russia investigation, I think, you know, it's incredibly complicated. We're talking about a 400-page report. We're talking about so much evidence. It's not easy to sort of wade your way through. This is a little bit more cut and dried because it's kind of, it's almost simply the president again asking a foreign government to interfere in the election process. So this is like, it's kind of Watergate, but on steroids, because there's this added element of a foreign government interfering. So it brings national security into the question. So that's why I think Pelosi felt she had no choice now to do this.
And the president's response to all of this has been fairly predictable. People who've been watching politics know how he usually responds. But just take us through it. I mean, he's basically said witch hunt, which is a word he commonly uses, and, you know, that this is an attack on his presidency again.
Yeah, absolutely. Presidential harassment, I think.
That's
is one
it.
Of,
harassment
one of his favorite
was the word.
Terms.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, I think it comes as no surprise that Trump is doubling down, as he is wont to do. You know, he's certainly not going to back down. And I think that's where, you know, when people are asking me about previous examples of impeachment, I think that's where this is a little bit different, because Clinton, I think, did respect the rule of law. Nixon sort of did in his own way. But Trump has shown us that he's not particularly concerned by the rule of law. So I think however this plays out, you know, even if it does get to the stage where he might be actually impeached by the Senate, he's not going to go quietly. He's not that kind of guy.
No. What does it say about the enduring integrity of the US political and electoral system?
Look, I think what kind of Trump and even things like Brexit has shown us is that Western democracies are kind of in crisis. Trump especially has shown us that, you know, the United States political system is not while it is based, of course, on a legal constitution, it's also based for the most part on norms, on expected standards of behaviour by people, by leaders. And Trump has kind of come in and smashed all that to pieces. And institutions have not coped very well. You know, our politics isn't ready, isn't set up for these kind of developments. So this, I think, is a huge test for the integrity of the American political system, because impeachment is a really radical step. You know, it was designed as a last resort. So this is a huge test, I think, for that system.
Dr. Shortis, thank you for allowing us to pick your brain tonight.
Anytime.
Dr. Emma Shortis is a research fellow, Social and Global Studies Centre, that's where she works, at RMIT University, joining me there. This is RN Drive.